Mutlach Tchila, Sama Mutlach Tchila, Sama you're allowed to do. And Rashi says, Vodik Tony ain't Zoiftin, that's what it says, you can't tar the barrel, also the Mevel Tchila. The Tchila, you know how to do it. But the Yevel, you have your Chai, but if you did it, it's, there's no Issa di Raisa, you're not doing a Malacha. Vodik Tony, Zoiftin, Nevi Mutlach Tchila. And the case that you're allowed to, it's not much Mutlach Tchila, you're allowed to do it. So even in the case that he can't tar the barrel, it's kvod, it's over of wood, you're not doing a real malacha there, it's only yosla chachila. But with Yevon, if you did it, you're not over it, the Avera. Chatz, the Mara says, now Ravuna, chatz to lo, chatz to b'moada. Ravuna went down to his fields and cut down the wheat and cholamoid. That's what he did. Alright, maybe. So the again was that Ravuna was chatz to lo, chatz to b'moada. He cut down the wheat on cholamoid. He cut down his field on cholamoid. Eisve Rabba Bar Ravuna al Ravuna. So Rabba Bar Ravuna is son, yes, a kasha to Ravuna. That says, Toichnin Kemach Bamoid. You're allowed to grind the wheat on Cholamoid. But Sarah Hamoid, if you need wheat, you need flour to bake now on Cholamoid, you're allowed to grind the wheat to get flour. For Shlelo Sarah Hamoid also, but just to grind the wheat now, for after Yom Tov, that's also. Dover Shavid b'moyed mutib. Something you'll have a loss if you don't take care of it now, you're allowed to do it on cholamoyed. Dover Shavid b'moyed mutlas oisib b'moyed. You're allowed to do it on cholamoyed. Dover Sheinu avid b'moyed. Something that if you don't do today, you won't have a loss. Is also, you're not allowed to do it now on cholamoyed. Wait till after cholamoyed. But me devar mamurim. When was this said that even a dover avid you're allowed to only b'tzlushin minakarka? If something is already cut off the karka, like if you have wheat already cut off the karka, now it's a question, you want to grind it, and if you don't grind it, it'll get lost, so dav rovet is mutter. Avo mechuba la karka, let's say you have your wheat still growing, anything that's still mechuba attached to the ground that's still growing. Then we say, afilo kula yovet, even if it's a question by not cutting it down now, you'll have a loss, still losser, that's what the price says. In other words, you're not allowed to cut down your wheat field now in cholamoid. Even if you don't cut it down now, next week there'll be a loss, so it'll get ruined. Still, you're not allowed to cut it down in Cholamoid. So Zakash and Rav Huna, how was he allowed to cut down his field in Cholamoid? But if you don't have what to eat, then Kaitzer, Umaymer, Vadash, Rezoira, Bor, Vatoichim. If you don't have anything to eat, then you're allowed to cut down your wheat as much as you need, and then you could do all the malachas you need in order to get flour to be able to eat from it. When you want to thresh the wheat, don't do it with animals the normal derech. Do a shino, do it some other way. Don't use the porus, the axes, to thresh the wheat with it. So I quote upon him here, it says clearly, and Mestam Rafuna had something to eat. So what was his heta to cut down his field? So Gemara says, Omelet of Yehuna answered back, Yechidoihi, this price is only a yochid. True, the price is like that, but we don't pass on this price. We don't hold like this brisa. Tanya, we learned like this. Klal Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said over the name of Rabbi Yosi, Mash Metzoni Rabbi Yosi that says this chiddush. That's what? That Dover HaTolish Min HaKarka. If something is already picked off the ground, you have the wheat off already, then Afilo Mektsosi Ovid Mutter. Then even only if part of it will have a loss if you don't do it, you'll have to take care of it. That's called the Dover Ovud. You're allowed to do work for the purpose of it, to save it. But if you have the wheat that's still growing, still mechuba lekarka, then we say, afilo kula yovud. Even if by not cutting it off now, there'll be a tremendous loss, you'll lose the whole field, still also, that's Rav Yosi Shita. So the kids of Tana Kasha and Rav Huna, how come he cut down his field? Because he doesn't paskin like the siyachim like Rav Yosi. He passes like the Rabbanin, that Dover Ovud is mutter, even if it's magaya to something growing on the ground, like so what? The mice, if you don't cut down your fields now, you'll have a loss, you'll lose the crop. Therefore, you have a right to cut down the field, even on Cholamoid. For the Gemara Kasha, if this price goes according to Rabbi Yosi, then Yidush Namib Paras. How come the price says that when you do go ahead and thresh it, Yidush, you can't use axes? You have to do a shino, do something different. The Chur, according to Rabbi Yosi, we had on a Dover Ovud, you're allowed to do it in the normal manner. So Chur, how could it say to Rabbi Yosi Shito, why can't you use Paras then? Why can't you use the axes to thresh it with? So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Baraba, man tan shino b'moyed, the Dover Ovud, like Rabbi Yosi. This is the Kasha. Who's the one that says, whoever needs a shino and chol amoyed, by a Dover Ovud, that if you don't do it, you'll have a loss, is not like Rabbi Yosi. In other words, if you had an Amishnah, according to Rabbi Yosi, by a loss of your wine or your oil, you're allowed to take care of it in the normal manner. you can make a normal cover for the barrel. There also, if you have to be threshed the wheat, how come you can't do it with porous, with the animals in a normal manner? So the Gemara says, Amaloch, I'll tell you that Hochinami, here also, Kivon the Chol Yoima, La the porous Daisha, since in the whole weekday, also they did not use porous. That's not something you always use. You don't have to use the axes to thresh the wheat with. So Hidno Nami Lav Shinuhu. Therefore, to say that today you're not allowed to do it is not the pshat you have to make a shinui. Even by not using it, it's also called the normal manner. Now, you don't have to do the paras. So therefore, by somebody to use the axes to thresh, it's called avshe milsa. Like over the churl is doing something more. That's why it's also to do on Chol HaMoed. Like Rashi says, Kivon the chol yoyim alab paras daisho idno lav shinuhuk ki daisho b'lei paras. If you thresh the wheat without using the axes, that's not called you have to make a shinui. Because in the weekdays also you don't have to use the axes. Well, the other Rabbi Yossi goes according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. If it would have been the normal manner in the middle of the week, you would have been allowed to do it in Chol HaMoed also. What the Yossi of a Purus, so why does he say you can't use the axes? Mishum the Avsha Milsi, it's something special. Usually you don't use it. So a punk to start using in Chol HaMoed, that's not right. That's called Avsha Milsa. It's too big of a tumul you're doing to that. A lot of things, Chazal Asid, Mishum Avsha Milsa. It looks like making a big tumul. Can't ring bells because of that. It's Avsha Milsa. Well, Ashmar's curl, but other things also. Yeah. So that's why Purus. It's not because it's a Shinui. In the normal manner, you would be allowed to do it. But even in the weekday, you don't do it. Just it's called something extra special that you shouldn't do on Chol HaMoed. Tana Rabban, Toichinin b'moyed l'tzarech ha-moyed. You'll have to grind up toichin the wheat you need l'tzarech ha-moyed. V'shlo l'tzarech ha-moyed also, you still want to be toichin wheat now to make flour to use after Yom Tov, that's also. V'yim tochin voice, so let's say you started to grind up the wheat on Chol HaMoed, for enough you need for Chol HaMoed. V'yisir, by mistake you made too much, you had left over, ha-reiz ha-mutu. You know what's left over you're allowed to. It's also mutu. You can even eat it after Chol HaMoed. You cut off wood from the tree if you need it for Chol HaMoed. If you don't need it for Chol HaMoed, also you can pull off the wood on Chol HaMoed. You pulled off, you thought you need this much wood, and you had leftover wood. You didn't do any yisur, you're allowed to use this wood even after Chol HaMoed. You can start making beer on Chol HaMoed. Providing you need it, you want to drink on the Chol HaMoed. If you have beer ready, you just want to make it for after Chol HaMoed, also, you can't make beer on Chol HaMoed. That's called doing a malacha to put hops to start making the sister the beer. That's also to do. So tircha shlal tzarech. V'yemitel v'hoisir. Let's say you made beer and you had left over. Harez mutter. It's mutter to drink the beer after Chol HaMoed. But ubavad shlo yarim. You can't make a yharama means like a trick, as if to say really you don't need the beer. But you make a trick, you make it look as if you do need the beer, that you should do. Haromer is us. Rashi says, Bavat Shula Yara means, Shula Yasa Harbi, you should not make a lot of beer. The Yomer and say, Litzorech HaMoed on the Yosef. Really, I'm doing all this with Tzorech HaMoed. Or Mitzkavim Gdesh at Ishtarach HaMoed. And you have Kavona to make noise. You know for sure, you only need 1 gallon of beer on Chol HaMoed. So you're not allowed to go right now to make 5 gallons of beer. That's awesome. Because you know for sure you don't need more. We're talking about that you think you need one or two, and you make one or two. And it comes out, you see now you don't need so much, you're allowed to use the leftover. But the chachila to go to make more than you need, and just to make a trick, as if at the end you'll say you thought you needed so much, that's awesome. For the Mara Amidu, we have a kasha on this. Matilin Sheikha B'moyd. You're allowed to start making beer in Chol HaMoed, L'Tzarech HaMoed, if you want to drink a Chol HaMoed. V'shlo L'Tzarech HaMoed Aser. If you don't need it for Chol HaMoed, you can't make the beer. Echad Sheikha Tomorrow. When you're making the beer from dates. V'echad Sheikha Sar. You're making it from Bali. Abiyafo Pish Yeshla Yoshin. Even though you have old beer ready, Ma'arim, you're allowed to like make new beer now. V'shayshim in Achadish. And make the new beer. So you see, you all ought to be Ma'arim. In other words, really, you don't need this beer. You have old beer. Still, you're allowed to like put away the old beer and say you don't have any beer now, and I want to make new beer. So you see, haram is mutter. You let us say like a trick here and say the old beer I don't want anymore. I only want the new beer. That's mutter. L'chur that's aroma. Tomorrow says true tanoi. It's like a machlekes tanoi. Tatan you will learn. Ain marim makach. You're not allowed to make this trick as if to say really I need it and you know you don't need it. That's also. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Marimim. You are allowed to make this trick. Even as long as it looks like you're doing it for Chol HaMoed, even though you know you're making way more than you need, still it's mutter. So it's a machlokes tanoim. Rav chatzta lechatzta b'chol demad. Like we had before, Rav cut down his fields on Chol HaMoed. He cut down his wheat field, he cut down all the wheat on Chol HaMoed. Shama Shmuel heard about this. Ikvit, he got angry. So Mura said, L'chura leima Shmuel ki yechidai yisriu lei. L'chura Shmuel holds like a yachid, like we learned before. That you, a dover of wood, Mustama Rav did it, because he held it. He doesn't cut down his field now, the wheat will get ruined, so it's a dover of wood. So why did Shmuel get angry? Elamai holds like the Bryce before, like Rabbi Yossi, since it's attached to the ground, there's no heter of a dover of it, so how come Shmuel holds like a yachid? Tomorrow says, Loi, Chatzta the Chita Hevi. The case was Rav cut down his wheat field. So he have a posit, there's no hefsit. Wheat, if you don't cut it down now, cut it down no next week, there's no hefsit. There's no loss involved. So that's why Shmuel got angry at Rav. How come he cut down his wheat field on Chol HaMoed? For the Gemara, if that's the case, that there's no loss involved, so if Rav, my time of it, how come Rav cut down the wheat field? There's no Dover Ovud, so what's the heter to do the Malacha on Chol HaMoed? So Mora says, my time of it, Hochi, so Mora says, Ein loy ma yechelu. He had nothing to eat. So that's why it was allowed to, like the other price before, if you have nothing to eat, then you're allowed to cut down, even though it's not a dover of it. But if you only have what to eat, that's called Bamas Sarach HaMoed, you can cut down the wheat to have what to eat. So Mar says, oh, Shmuel, so then why does Shmuel get angry? Oh, Shmuel, loy saimu kameh, they didn't tell Shmuel the whole story. So Shmuel thought that Rav had what to eat. He only cut it down, stam, because he wanted to cut it down now. So Shmuel got angry at him. But really, the reason why Rav did it was because he had no other food to eat, so Sarach teach you're allowed to. Inam, another Teret says, Odom Choshev Shani. Even though really it was a Dover Ovid, let's say. And really you're allowed to do it. But Shmuel got angry because Rav shouldn't have done an Odom Choshev is different. An Odom Choshev should be Machmir, even on things you're allowed to do it. Like Rashi says, Rav Lehevi Lelemevet Hochi Afilu Ein Lemayachal. Even if he doesn't have what to eat, still since he's an Odom Choshev, he shouldn't have done it. So that's why Shmuel got angry at him. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Nofik Bechumrata de Medusha. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya walked out with a type of jewelry. Rashi says, Chumrata de Medusha, Tabas, type of a ring he, Shomatzka is made out of metal, for Chaisama shal Almug. And the Chaisam itself, the steel itself, was made from Almug, from wood. So Kitza, the base of the ring was made out of metal, and the steel itself was made out of wood. So he walked out with this. It doesn't say what. It's Machlaikis, some Rishonim say he walked out on Shabbos. As if to say, this is called like a tachshit, that you're allowed to walk out with this on Shabbos. And the ashti maya diachim kfeila, armoi. He also drank hot water that a guy cooked for him. These are the two things that Yehuda didn't see it did. Zemara says, Shama Ravami. Ravami heard about these two things that he did. Ikpid, and he got angry. His Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, my time Ikpid, why did Ravami get angry? Like, what did Yehuda do wrong? If he's heard that he was wearing this ring, walking out with it on Shabbos. So it's a question if it's a shala from Muksa, or it's a shala from Hoitzoa, carrying it outside. The Kovet says, what Tani we learned, Hashirayim, Hashirim, Hanizomim, Yatabas, Harenek, Kola Kalim, Hanatolim, Chotzer. These are Kalim that are not Muksa, you are allowed to walk around with it in the Chotzer. Rashi Shiroyim means Balaz, these are jewelry. So you're allowed to wear these things in the chotzer. As I'm not going to go into it, it's a shalom of a Shabbos. Did it meant to say it's a shalom for muksa, and you're only allowed to carry it in the chotzer itself, it's not muksa? Or did he mean to say, Mishum Moed, so you're allowed to carry it outside also? But I call upon the din is, you are allowed to wear a tabas, so why did they get angry at him for? And in Mishum, Dishti Maya Diachim Tfela, Armoy, he drank hot water that a guy cooked up, so you want to say it's also as Bishal Akum, for at the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Rav Yitzchok, Omar Rav, Kol Shenecho Kamoy Shuchai. Anything that you can eat raw, ain't by Mishum Bishul and Nochrim. Even if a guy cooks it up, now still it's mutter. If a guy cooks up an apple, you're allowed to eat it. If a guy cooks up water, you're allowed to drink the water. Because since you could drink the water raw, you could drink it now when it's cooked. There's no issur Bishul Akum. So why did Rav Ami get angry at Yehuda Nisi? He drank hot water that was cooked by a guy. So the Moran says Rav Ami held Odom Choshev Shani again. An Odom Choshev like the Yehuda Nisi should have not drank in this hot water that was cooked by a guy. Even though it's mutter, but people come to learn out. They'll think that just like this is mutter, who are then other foods also you could eat even though a guy cooked? And they'll come to make a mistake, so an Odom Choshev has to be more machmir. Omer Rav Chanan al Omer Rav. Koit says Odom Dekel B'moy. The person's allowed to cut down the palm leaves. Afo Pish and Atzor Chel in the Sarah Shaloi. Then the Sarah Shaloi, even though you only need the sawdust of it. No, you don't really need the branches. Just mamish the sawdust of it, still you're allowed to cut it down. Rashi says, Eitzim Dakin Shenefle Menachaticha. When you cut off the branch, you just need the small crumbs that fall off it, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Layet Olo Abaya. Abaya gave a claw and said, no, he held it saucy. You can't do this. So much of a tircha, just cut down the branches just for the purpose of the sawdust of it. Ravashi, Hevelay, Abba, Ravashi owned the forest. Bishonaya, in this place. Rashi says, Abba means the yari, a forest. He owned trees. Bishonaya, Pirashem Ir, in this city. Kalei Mahoyolo Yar B'yosimachim. He had a forest. He owned trees in that city. Also, the Mitzayim Chodomorad. He went there to cut down the trees, cut down the branches on Cholomoyed. Omole Rav Shila. Mishonaya l'Ravashi. His Amalei Rav Shela Mishonaya. He was also from that place. From that place, he lived in this place. Mishonayu. So he said to Ravashi Takam that my daitcha. What was your das? How come you cut down your trees on Chol HaMoed? What do you hold? Yomer Rav Chanan Alomer Rav. That Kurtzis Odom Dekabamoid, the person is allowed to cut down the palm trees, the palm leaves on Chol HaMoed. Afo Pishin Atzor Chel in the Sarah Shaloi, even though you don't really need it. You only need the sawdust, but still it's mutter. So that's why you cut down your wood on Chol HaMoed, for the Gemara no, Halayat Alei Abaya, Abaya cursed it. Abaya said it's also, so how come you did it? Oh, Malay, he answered back, Le Shmili, I didn't hear that. Kalei Malay Svirli, I don't hold like Abaya. I hold the mutter. Like Achizda said, you're allowed to do it. Like Rav Chananel said, it's mutter. So more so, what happened was Ishtomet Narga, the Narga, the hammer that it was using, slipped. Boy, the Mifsekei Lashaki wanted to like crack his bone, his thigh. In Shafkei, he left it. The Maisa was with Ravashi for a Hoder Osei, and then he came back again later. In other words, it was like Minas Shemayim now, not to do it. Ravashi says the Ishtomet Narga, the hammer slipped. And boy, the Miskel Lashaki wanted to like bring his thigh to Ravashi, Mishum Diyavrad Abaya, since he was not listening to Abaya. Abaya held it was Osir, and he's not listening to Abaya, that's what happened to him. So Shavko La'aber, the Lekotse say B'moyed. Sheirgish Mishum Diyavrad Abaya, Nafle Narga, Hitaka stopped doing it, and he went away. Shavke V'hoda Osir. Yeah. Vatav Yehuda V'hoda Osir, then he came back. Rav Yehuda Shori Lameka Kitna. Rav Yehuda was matun Chol HaMoed to pick out kitna, pick out flax. He had to pick flax on Chol HaMoed. Trash Chol HaMoed. Or the Mikta Keshusa to pull out the hops. Or the Mekra Shumshamin to pull out sesame. Omale Abayel Rav Yosef Ishlei Mekitna. You understand why you could pull flax out on Chol HaMoed? If flax is growing, you could pull it out. For Chosla Chafifa. You could use it, Rashi Lechasa is by Michael for covering up food and going to tain them with tomorrow Mitzor HaMoed. There's a purpose why you have to use flax and Chol HaMoed. They use it to cover up the figs and the dates, so Mitzor HaMoed, you'll have to cut it off. Kishusev, you want to cut off the hops? Chaz L'Shichu, it's good to make beer. You can make beer from hops. El Shumshimi, but the sesame, Lamai Chazi, what do you need a sesame? How come you're cutting it off for? And the Gemara Chazla Nezayah Dispei. It's good for the nuts, the seeds inside, you can eat the sesame seeds. So you could use the seeds, therefore it's called Tzorach HaMoed Esmuta. Rav Yanai Hevelei Yehu Pardesi. He had a certain orchard. The Moti Zimna B'chol Demoada. Punct, it came the time to cut off the oranges on Chol HaMoed. And if it waited another few days after Chol HaMoed, the crop would spoil. Is Kotfei. So Itaku was Matir, and he cut down the crop on Chol HaMoed. It's a Dover Ovud. We don't hold like the Yechidoi, like Rabbi Yosi before that hold something that's attached to Tzorach. No. We hold something that's a loss if you don't do, even though the tree is growing and it's attached, you're allowed to cut off the crop. Lashona, the next year, Shoya Kuli Alma, the whole city there, where Rabbi Yani was,
didn't cut off their watches, the tree, the fruits before Chol HaMoed, lefadesayim, and lechol demoya, l'shia kuliyam lefadesayim lechol demoada. The whole city left over their paradise, the orchards, to take care of Chol HaMoed. As they saw last year that Rabbi Yannick cut off his crop on Chol HaMoed, so they thought anybody's allowed to cut off his orchard, cut down the fruits on Chol HaMoed. So Gabaltik, we have nothing else to do on Chol HaMoed, so why bother so much before Chol HaMoed? Everybody waited to Chol HaMoed and they took care of their orchards. So Rabbi Yannick saw that, so he saw he did not very like. He saw people were learning from him that it's mutter, really it's not mutter. He had a hetter last year, because if he didn't do it then it would be a loss. But these other people that are just waiting to do it on Chol HaMoed, there's no hetter. So what he did was, ask for Rabbi Yannick Lepadisa. Rabbi Yannick, when it was Mafka, made his fields free. Who shot it that year? So Rashi says, Mishum di al yodu hoyet akolo, li yalmo, ti shoye va dechol demadu katfi. But since because of him, the whole city learned to be mechalo Chol HaMoed, therefore as an oimish to himself, he was Mafka the field. As if to teach everybody, you should know, don't do what you're doing. I did last year, like, don't learn from me. That's why he was Mafka his field, he made his fields free. But the Mishnah says, "Mach nisodim peiroisov mifnei aganovim." If you have fruits outside in the fields, you're allowed to take it in and Chol HaMoed. If you're afraid the ganovim will steal it, that's called dov rovit. V'sher lepishdonim in amishra. If you have your flax soaking in water, you're allowed to pull it out of the water on Chol HaMoed. Otherwise, it'll get ruined. V'shvil shloi tovit, it shouldn't get ruined. Or bevatchla yichaven es nachta b'moed. You shouldn't bedavka wait to do it on Chol HaMoed. In other words, if you could have done it erev Chol HaMoed, erev yomtiv, don't bedavka wait to do it on Chol HaMoed. Dover over is only mutiv, you couldn't have done it before Chol HaMoed. Otherwise, you shouldn't do it in Chol HaMoed. Ve'chulon, im chivnu malachtem b'moed yovedu. If you bedafku waited to do it in Chol HaMoed, you could have put the Paris in erev yomtiv. And you bedafku waited to do it in Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do it. Rashi sa'osu lenes mem, you're not allowed to have enough from it. You're not allowed to take it in, you have to let it be lost. Moratoni, we learned like this, b'vad, she'yachnisa b'tzina. L'tzeich b'esri. That we say Dover Obed, you're allowed to do, like the Paris, take it in Betzina though. Rashi says, yeah, take it in Betzina. Rabbi Yosef Evele Kishure. Rabbi Yosef had a hard beam, Rashi, the side it says, Kuris Kvedim, heavy beams. He had heavy beams outside. Is Alinub Yamama, he brought the heavy beams in the daytime, he had it outside in his fields, and he was afraid Ganova would steal it, so he brought it in Chol HaMoed by daytime. Omulay Abai, Abai Yestin, Botani, we learned to Babach Yachnisa Betzina. It says you do it privately, but Tzarech Beisim into your house. So Pasha privately means at nighttime when nobody sees you. Don't do it by daytime. So how come you're doing it by daytime? Omulay, he answered back, Tzino Dahani Yamamahu. It's more privately done by daytime rather than doing it by nighttime. Why? Because by carrying in heavy beams, if you do it at nighttime, Kivun de Balayla Boyi Gavri Yisayri, I'm going to have to hire a lot of people to do it at night, or Boyi Meduchri Denura, that are going to have torches to see clearly how to carry and pick up these heavy beams, is Avshar Milsa. There'll be a big tumult, everybody will notice it much more. So since it's hard to carry the beams in, you could do it quietly by daytime rather than doing it by nighttime. Rashi tina de tu yamamu. I feel a balalik yamamu dummy. Plesagin lech lo lachnisan lohochim achnisanami beyin. Tuch de nuru of kuka avukas. You're going to have torches and the time will be harder to work at nighttime than by daytime. People are tired at nighttime already. You'll have to have more workers doing it by night than doing it by daytime, so you're better off carrying it in by daytime. The Sherlock Pishtonim in the Mishra. If you have your flax soaking in water, you're allowed to take the flax down and call a moid. Boy, my name is Yimia, me the Rebzeira. Chivin malachte b'moid. Let's say you, the father, he had his flax soaking a week before Yomtif, and he really should have taken it out before Yomtif, and he didn't. So for him, Taki, it's also for him to do it in a call a moid. But Umeis, the father died now right before call a moid. Mal shiakon to bon of Achruf. Does the sons now still have the same Missa not to use it in Chol HaMoed or not? Does the sons Yashin it now belongs to the son? Chol HaMoed is no din avelus. So the question now is to Dovra Obed for the son, is he allowed to take it out of the water or no? In Tim Tzalim, if you want to tell me, Tzara Moizen Bechor, Konis B'nai Achrov, if the father had his